Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. This is your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now today, my special guest is Athena Starr, who is a regular on the show. Reverend Athena Starr, M-A-H-R, is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. A frequent national TV and radio guest. Listen to Athena Starr Radio Show on Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at bbsradio.com radio show. She's also a frequent guest on national television and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, sessions, media. Now, I just spoke with her a couple of minutes ago, and she has not called into the studio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up one of the callers. I'm going to call on Erica, and I'm going to ask her to tell the rest of the folks what she would like to glean from today's show, and then I'll do a conference call with Athena Starr and get her on the line. So, Erica, Hi, how are you again?
Good, thank you. I don't understand what you mean by glean, or did you say gain?
Okay. What I'm going to ask you to do is just fill the air for about 1 minute while I get her on the line, and I would just like you to say what it is that you're hoping to gain from today's show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna be gone for just 1 minute, but if you would just go ahead and let others know what you hope to find out from today's show, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
I do have Reverend Athena Starr in the studio now. Athena, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I asked our first caller to just fill some dead air for a moment while I tried to call you. That was me that was on the other line for just a moment.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I'm
yep.
glad that you're here.
Yes.
Would you like to open up with a meditation?
Yes. Welcome, everyone. Today is, what is today? It's already December. Can we believe that?
It's December 1st. Can you believe it?
Hard to believe, isn't it? The year just flew by. And yes. Everyone's had their ups and downs and challenges. So anyway, welcome, everyone. We're glad to be back with you, December 1st, 2014. And, yes, let us open up with a meditation. The full moon coming up this week on December 6th in Gemini, and it's opposite Mercury. Again, a very powerful time. So we're in the full moon energy already, ladies and gentlemen. So the full moon is a powerful tool for purifying and cleansing. And as this is, we're approaching the end of the year, it's a time for the inner purification to then what? Create the new and open up the energies for 2015. And this full moon also brings a lot of higher knowledge and wisdom and clarity and decisions. It'll help clear issues with relationships and just help more clarity is what I was getting when I was kind of reviewing the astrology on it. Also, it's a time of, don't go on a boat this week. don't go on a boat. Because this full moon, for some reason, has water, stuff with water, and, you know, was saying that it could be a time of people, if they're not sure of what they're doing, people being off center a little bit because of the energies are so intense and possible having accidents or drowning and stuff like that. So be careful, your loved ones and things. It's just astrologically a lot happening with Uranus, Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, all that. So be aware of that. And it's also a time for inner reflection. Don't overdo. If you feel like there's too much going on, people are saying do this, do that, let's do it. Just calm down, regroup, and pull back, and then just kind of not overdo. That's the recommendation. But it also is the last full moon of the year. So we're going to just tune into that now. And Orion constellation is always the closest to the Earth at this time. Sirius also, so we're going to tune into them. The color is yellow, topaz yellow, and golden color for this full moon. And that is the radiance of creativity and energy and action and all of that. It's a time for setting forth new projects and but also, most importantly, purifying, clearing the past, the year, what didn't work or what loose ends, whatever, tying up loose ends, clearing out your closets, doing all of that. All that said, we're feeling all the presence of beautiful beings of light with us now, the universal radiance of Father, Mother, God, Alpha, Omega, all legions of light. The ascended host, the angelic host, archangels, beloved Saint Germain, beloved Jesus the Christ, and Mother Mary, and all the legions of the elders, the Mayans, the Lemurians, the beautiful Himalayan masters, the orders of the rose, Mother Mary, her legions, and beloved Saint Germain, the Violet Flame, Mighty Arcturus, as we're linking in with all of them now in the whales and dolphin kingdoms and all legions in the amphitheater of light, intergalactic federation of light. We call them all forward now to link in with us in every level, dimension, time, and space. Father, Mother, God, we link in now with this beautiful radiance of the full moon on December 6th, which is already formulating. Tuning in for clearing, purifying all levels and dimensions. As we breathe in, nine, holding nine counts, releasing nine counts in through the center of the earth. Extend up a beautiful golden silver beam of light from the divine as it moves through us, through every chakra, every center, cellularly, cellularly, through all systems, the nervous system, blood system, circulatory system, muscular system, and through filling each and every part of our being cellularly, cellularly with this golden elixir, golden yellow illumination of light mixed with violet, of course, moving through us now and down and through the center of the earth and back up, and just connecting in that radiance of protective shield of the blue silver dome of absolute seal protection of Archangel Michael, sealing us in our beautiful blue silver platinum dome of light surrounding us, the Merkaba, an eight-sided dome. Breathing in, as we breathe in, releasing the old, the past, all the thoughts and worries, concerns, illusions, energetics that don't exist anyway. They don't exist. All the illusions of mind coming into the heart center as we hold our right hand over the heart center in coherence with our divine Father, Mother, God, with the heart of the Christ, which we are, the mighty I Am presence. Breathing in, holding and affirming, I am that I am. 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 And just seeing that beautiful screen of light, beautiful golden crystalline screen of light in front of you now that represents 2015. And it's clean and it's beautiful and it's radiant. And in that screen of light now, seeing not so much the material, but rather the energetics of new creations for 2015, of everything grounding, because five is a grounding number. It's very strong, very powerful, and it's also abundance. And if you add two and one and three, that's an eight. So it's an 8 year. Guess what eight is? It's infinity, and it's a prosperity number. So yeah, it's prosperity. It means abundance, prosperity. It brings wisdom. So we're linking in with 2015, the 8. 888 is a wonderful number. Infinity, all that is. Abundance, love, joy, health, wellness, prosperity, creativity, and joy in the greatest giving and receiving in the year coming of blessings, of joy, of peace on earth, peace and abundance for America, the I Am. So many challenges we know in our own country and the world, but even in our own country, all the people suffering that we expand and extend in our beautiful screen for 2015. That rhymes. Our beautiful screen for 2015, the creation of peace and abundance and healing and taking care of those in America that have been hurting or suffering and doing the best that they can. All those have lost their jobs and lost their soul, lost themselves, and there's many of them, adults and children. So let us do that. Let us focus in that screen of light, that all of that changing and shifting and being honored and respected. All those who have not been honored and respected, domestic violence, human traffic, all that goes on, even in our country, that is infestations of all of that, of everything, being purified and cleared and raised to higher frequencies instantly, so that suffering is stopped, and that creation of love, respect, justice, wisdom, justice and rightness, as our forefathers, our founding fathers, wanted for this country. All the beautiful founding fathers, their intentions for our country when it was first formulated for the highest good of all. And those great leaders that have wanted that sincerely, who their lives were taken ahead of time. We bless them, we thank them for coming forward today also. I didn't even know we were going to go into this, but they're kind of linking in. So that's what's happening when we do this work. We never know what their true intentions are in those levels, but I'm just getting a wink, a cosmic wink, like right on, beloved Saint Germain. for justice and rightness in America, for the rebalancing, restoration of the economy, of education, of ecology, of the environment, of our food supply, which is so damaged and so contaminated, of for the caring, for the respect and honor of all people, especially in America, the I Am America, and all therein. Let us see that in our screen of light, beautiful golden flag above America, and those who are coming forth to make a difference, to take the amulet, to take the staff of light, to make a difference. The doorways opening for that, for the highest good, for beautiful humanitarian projects, for the healing of I Am America, and extending out, of course, to the rest of the world and all therein. The entire planet being raised into her beautiful, mighty I Am for peace, love, justice, prosperity, abundance, wellness, balance, for the highest good of all on earth and humanity. As we see that symbol now, a symbol in our beautiful screen of light for 2015, what would that represent? A beautiful symbol for the whole world, for our planet. See that beautiful symbol now in your screen and bring that symbol into your heart center and become one with it and remember it every day if you can when you do your meditation or throughout the next year. This beautiful symbol is the essence of that creation, that manifestation for 2015, the 8th year, for magnificent leap into, for America and the world, for the highest good, for the restoration of our planet, and for justice. I would say it would be the strongest word coming through, justice and rightness. Because there are many, many things of injustice and that are seemingly to govern the world on the third dimension. It's all appearances. It's not real, but it's there in the third dimension. So we see now 2015 as the year, as the leap year, as the year of stepping off the diving board and plunging into the golden light, the elixir of the almighty I Am, Christ present, and stabilizing and recalibrating the entire earth and all the light workers and all those have thoughts for the highest good and visions for the highest good, full empowerment, full strength, and full accepting the scepters of life and stepping forward in that, in the name of the mighty I Am, and so it is. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. And now, coming back to your body, and just back to yourself, and seeing that we have made a difference, and we are different because of what just took place. We give thanks to all the legions with us today and always. And we are back.
Thank you. And have your pen ready, Athena. What I'm going to ask the callers to do, if they're willing to do so, is provide Athena first with your email address so she can follow up with you at a later point and see how you're doing. And this is a one-hour show, so you will have 6 minutes apiece with Athena. Everybody that's in the studio right now will get their 6 minutes. So have no fear. I'm going to go first to Erica, who's our first caller. Erica, you're live with Athena Starr.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm just kind of wondering, because school is going to be over in 2 weeks, and I'm not sure. I've been job searching, and I just had an interview last week with Froyo, or at Froyo. But I'm not sure, like, I've been thinking about going back to my hometown and just kind of, you know, fall back on just a meantime, like, job, just like at a warehouse and just for the break and then just come back, or I should stay and just kind of bug other jobs and seek opportunities. So I'm not sure, like, if you see a job coming or which one should I do. Like, I'm not sure. Or even if Froyo will work.
What did you say, Froyo?
Froyo. It's a yogurt store at the mall, usually at the mall.
Okay. How old are you, Erica?
20.
Okay.
It's just kind of a part-time until I, like, move to a university.
Sure. Could we ask for your email address, please?
Yeah, it's sony1190.62@ymail.com.
At what?
Ymail.com, like a Y, and then mail. It's a Yahoo account.
Okay, got
uh-huh.
it. Okay, 1190.62, right?
Correct.
And
uh-huh.
yeah, okay, got it. And then SLNG.
SONY. Oh.
LY. Okay, thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, that was quite a bit of asking. So, are you still in school, did you say?
Yeah, I should be graduating in 3 months, more like in March. I should be at the university.
Great.
Mhm.
And you're in, what state is the university in?
Washington State.
Okay.
It's
so
about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's where you are now.
I'm like a 1 hour away from my hometown.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have that stress thing, which students shouldn't have, because a lot of times they have so much focus with their education to do that, and it's more than a full-time job doing, you know, when you're doing the college thing, but people don't understand that. So do you feel like you absolutely have to have a job? Because I'm getting, if you don't, that you should just focus on your finish up, and then in March really do, that's when the plunge happens. That's when the plunge in the sense of into the abundance and the all the opportunities opening up to you. But do you have to have a job before then,
yeah.
sweetheart?
Yeah, because my brother's my current roommate, and he's going to be moving out. So then, like, in the next quarter, I only need a math class to graduate. So then I have, like, a lot of time, you know?
Okay.
So I have, uh-huh.
Okay. So you applied at the mall at this store, which is really beneath you because you're a very talented lady. Very creative. Do you focus in business or?
Government and law, mainly like law and government.
Yes, good. Yes, like public administration, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, yeah. And you could go on to be a lawyer if you wanted to, but is that your intention or no?
Yeah, I want to be a judge, but I must be an attorney first, so, yeah.
Okay. You got it. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to Harvard next, right?
No, I'll just marry someone from there. I'm just kidding.
Just marry. No. You can't be like legally blonde. You can't do that. No. You remember that movie? If you want
yeah.
an inspiration from anything, you watch Legally Blonde 1 and 2 during the holidays, okay? That's your homework. Okay?
All right.
It is. It's really inspiring. Okay, but seriously, are you intending to go to law school too?
Yeah. I should start law school in 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the university said. Within 3 years, I should be in there.
Oh, my God. You poor thing. That high goal, talk about high goals, but you got a lot of time. That's good. Okay, so you will achieve that beyond a reasonable doubt. And you could actually, if they would, their process was faster, you could do it faster. But you're going to go to Washington to a law school there, right?
Yeah, in Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
Okay.
It's a private university. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so that little job at the mall, let me see, the yogurt. Oh, my God. Okay.
You have a minute left.
There's got to be, okay, there's nothing else that you, like, what about, okay, think about this, attorney, offices, legal offices, even the government legal offices, where you could go and do like even basic administrative work, or even in, is there anything like that available for you?
Yeah, but because I'm moving in 3 months, like I just want something that I'm going to be have fun at, and I think the yogurt place is good.
Okay.
Like it's fun,
yep.
And
three months,
it's not much.
Okay, now I got you. I thought you were looking for a job for like the next year or two. Okay, possibly,
yeah.
Yes. Something fun and energetically different, and it brings a balance to you, and that's good. I feel like that they have an opening there. They liked you at that yogurt place. Are you going to find out this week?
As soon as the owners come back, because the next step is interviewing with the owners. I already had an interview with the supervisor that oversees all the Froyos around, but that's like the next step. And I'm also thinking about bartending. So even if that one doesn't work out, I think I can be really good with tips, or at least people will tip me
well. Yeah, your energy's great, except those people are, that's will be, depends on what type of place it is. Like
A winery?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A bartender at a winery.
Yes, a little more. You have to be in a place that has positive energy. You couldn't be in some dumb, low-down, yucky bar. No, that wouldn't work for you because it'll drain your energy. You have to keep your energies up. So the winery,
it's time to move on.
Oh, dear. So the winery, yes. I'm so pleased to meet you. And I feel like the yogurt will hire you, but there's something else around you that's better. So don't give up on that. You're going to have a fun – you're in a fun one, and it's going to work out really good. Don't leave your options open, but there's other things around you that are better than that yogurt place. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Erica. Our next caller is Tom. Tom, you're live on the air with Athena Star. Are you willing to give her your email address?
Yes.
Oops, just a minute. There you go.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. My email address is GREINER.
Mm-hmm.
THOMAS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at yahoo.com.
Okay, wonderful. Nice to meet you, Thomas. What state are you in?
I'm in Maine right now.
Okay, right now. Okay, good. What is your question, sir?
I'd like to know if there's any positive changes coming up in my life in the near future.
Of course. I see that you've had some knocks in life, and everyone has, but I see that you have some resistance of a belief system, and it goes back to childhood. And that's part of the work that we do. I don't just do readings. I do energetic clearings and activations to help people in their soul attunement so that they are at different frequency levels on their path, and that helps open everything up. But what I'm getting is that you're very intuitive, very perceptive man, very sensitive. You would not think twice to help someone on the street that needs assistance, or if they fall down or whatever. You're a very compassionate being. You're a very old soul. But you've had people, the way you've had some situations that have not gone your way. And so there's a belief system that's established, and it's programming from your parents that life is hard. As soon as something goes well, it's going to fall down. There's a belief system there, and that's what's called like a blockage. So I'm just speaking out loud. So the answer to your question is yes, things are going to be opening up, especially in this coming year. I don't know what your astrology. I'm not an astrologer, but I tune into the astrology of people, kind of. The angels tell us, you know, your guides tell us. So what I'm getting is that this coming year marks a shift for you that's very good. You've been going through some, like, Saturn return or energy, some pulling back in the last few years. By April, things are opening up, April, May. Is there a move, or there's a transit? Are you also in a career change or transition or something? I get movement with you coming up in, you know, by springtime. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm looking to start a business, and we're also looking to move.
Okay. And May I ask the state where you'd be moving to? I don't tune into every little detail, but what state is it, or do you have an idea of that yet, sir?
I have no idea. That's up in the air.
Well, it's farther south, I can tell you that. You can't get much northerner than Maine, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. No, but that's a beautiful state. Yeah, it's very beautiful, especially in the summer. Okay. Oh, Lord. I am... Okay, is it going to stay in the East Coast still? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
You're going to be still in the... Not far from there. I don't know why this is coming up, but the word Boston's coming up, or even Boston. Not that far from there. Boston. There's something with, do you know anyone in Boston? Something with Boston?
No.
Okay, that's all right. You may not know it right now, but it could be someone, an associate or something is going to connect with Boston. It may not be that you're moving to Boston, but there's something strong coming with Boston, Massachusetts. Sometimes it's as simple as some connection with a company that has a, you know, something there. I don't know why. I'm just giving you that message. But I'm also getting that, let's see here. Yep, farther south. Okay. Not way south, but between where you are and Virginia. And there will be an opportunity opening up for you. The business that, okay, this is what they're saying. The business adventure, the business endeavor that you're on, that you're thinking of, is going to work out very well. It needs to be tweaked a little bit, and it will be. Your guides are working closely with you. They want you to open up more to them so you can feel them, see them, hear them. You have had that in the past. You're now beginning to open up more to it. You get these times and senses when you feel like, yes, this is it, and you feel it in your whole being. That's your inner self. That's your inner nudging saying yes, and you're on the right track.
We have,
you don't have
30 seconds left.
Okay, you don't have to worry about the details, but map out, write out what your vision is for 2015. Make a list of at least 10 to 20 goals, not just goals, but visions and projects and things that you want to create, because they will come forward. But don't just put it away. Keep it out and look at it every day and make it solid. And everything will be very successful. And getting March and April is when everything really opens up for it, for that new business project. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom. Next, we're going to go to Lisa. And Lisa, you're live with Athena Star. What is your email address, Lisa? Are you willing to provide that?
Not on the air, if that's okay. I can give it to you after.
That would be
okay.
Fine. Let me give you my email address, and you can send it to me. Do
okay.
You have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
It's DCOWDER at TWCNY.RR.com.
One second. TWCNY?
No, at T like Thomas, WCNY.
Okay.
.RR.com.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and you're live with Athena.
Hi, Athena, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to look at what you see coming up for me with my love life.
Okay, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
And what state are you in so I can tune in a little better?
New York.
Oh, New York. New York City? No, in the country.
Yes. No, in the city.
You are in the city. Okay.
But where I live, it looks country, but it's not. It's all city.
Okay. Because you seem like you're not right, like the city type. You're more grounded. Okay. That's good. You're more like I grew up in upstate New York myself, so. Okay. Let's see here now. Love life. Yep. You have been going through changes and transition within yourself, preparing for a new partner. Part of you doesn't believe you can have the right partner. And the truth is, you can. There isn't just such a thing as just my soulmate, destined for me, the one, because there are many options, there are many choices. Remember, when you start feeling lack or not thinking there's anyone right for you, there are billions of people on the planet. So remember that. And there's billions of men. Okay. All that said, there's some homework you need to do and there's some inner purification and realignment. I help people as part of the work too. We do soul linking with partners and bringing them in, and we can actually, but part of it is that is a belief system. You've gone through some difficulties with that in that arena before, not anything new, everyone has. You know that there were lessons, you know they were learning, you've done well in evolving beyond that, and yet there's times when there's like a tug, there's a sadness, remorse, so that though that can all be cleared and purified, and once it is, then you're like an open portal to draw in and link with the right partner. That partner who's coming to be with you is kind of looking for you. He like meditates, he's looking for you, he can't find you. He's not far from you, and I feel the compatibility is very strong. It's like you've done certain things in your life, you've laid a foundation, you've done, you're very talented, very gifted in the creative arts, and but maybe you don't know that, but you are. But anyway, they're saying he has aspects, he has gifts that totally complement yours. It'll be like, gosh, that, you know, it's not like tomorrow, but it's coming. I would say I'm getting within the year of 2015. They don't like to do, you know, times, you know, some people, like, do readings or whatever. They get, oh, yeah, 2 months, you're going to meet somebody and da-da-da in the mall or whatever. So what happens is the person starts looking for them. It's going to happen then. And then if they don't meet them at the mall on January 15th, they go, damn, that psychic was... Okay, I'm not seen as a psychic. I'm a channel. I'm work with the Ascended Masters, the angels, more like a medium, okay, as you would call a medium. So, yes, but there's certain levels of attuning. When we're ready and we have no longer the need or the pulling of for someone, that's when that partner comes into our life. We spend time preparing, some of us longer than others, doesn't matter. But there's sometimes things the soul needs to do and experience before they're with that partner, because the partnership that is the kind that you're looking for is a true soul compatibility on all levels and dimensions. And then that what that is it's going to happen because the two of you have an agreement in this lifetime. Just hear what I'm saying. You have a soul agreement to do some beautiful projects in this lifetime, some very special work. So, yes, it's absolutely going to happen. That's why I want to build that confidence in you today and just let you know. I almost feel like it is, you're going to meet them within the first 6 months of 2015. When you do meet, you will have that strong knowingness and it will flow and it will be effortless. It won't be the type of, oh, I got to, you know, this or worry about that. It'll just, you will be yourself, and that way you know it's right. The other ones were not. They were learning. They were practice. And that partner is coming, and it's beautiful. And my website's athenastar.com. I forgot to give it at the beginning. And you can also email me, athenastar@comcast.net. But we'll go over that at the end of the show. But I do see, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because it's really important for you, that partnership. Not everyone is meant to have, but that partnership is very important for higher work in this lifetime. So thank you, Lisa, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Athena. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling. I appreciate it. Next, we're going to be going to Delphine. I'm trying to bring her up. There we go. Delphine, how are you? Whoops. We're still trying to bring her up. Delphine, hold on. I will get you.
That's a different name. Delphine?
Hello?
There we go. Delphine. Hello, Delphine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you willing to give Athena your email address?
Yes.
Thank you. What, how do you spell your name?
Delphine, D-E-L-P-H-I-N-E.
Great. Go ahead.
Oh, it's W-I-L-L-I, A as in apple, D as in dog, N as in Nancy, at hotmail.com.
Okay, very good. Nice to meet you. And what state are you in?
I'm in Illinois.
Okay. And what would be your question today?
Well, my question is, too, it's about love life and finance.
Okay. And what is your job right now? What type of job are you in?
I'm a counselor.
Great. Yes, I see that. You're very sensitive with others. Okay. Well, you have one question, so what would you like to ask specifically?
Well, I got to pick between the two. Okay. My question is, I'm just meeting somebody right now. I'm just
mm-hmm.
talking to someone. I just want to know, what do you see for that? And if it doesn't, you don't see anything, when do you
okay.
see me?
And what's his first name, please?
His name is Lewis.
Thank you, Lewis. Yeah, thank you for being specific, because that helps us focus in. First of all, you're very good in what you do in your work. You're not living up to your full potential, but in 2015, you're going to knock some doors down. May comes to mind in your work, a promotion in May in your work. Okay, that came through real fast. Now, Lewis, let's see. Meet me in St. Louis. No, just kidding. I'm in a funny mood today. The joy angels must be around. And no, I haven't been drinking wine at the winery that lady was going to go work at. Okay. people go, what's wrong with her? Nothing's wrong. Sometimes the little joy angels come around and they humor us, and that's good. Okay. So Lewis, he's a good soul. He's, does he wear a suit to work? I see him in a suit. Is that right?
He wears a uniform. He's a police officer.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah, he's in a suit, all right. A uniform. Okay, thank you. Yeah, very serious person. Sincere, serious. He likes you a lot. Has he expressed that? I mean, he has strong intentions with you. Do you know that?
Yes.
How long have you known him? Not quite a year, right?
No, I just met him last week.
You just met him last week? Oh, my God. You have such a strong connection with him. I see him. Okay, you don't know this yet, but he feels a real strong bond. He hasn't said it because he doesn't want to scare you, but he feels totally, you know, like the aha, like I was telling that other lady when you meet the right, okay, that the bond with you, I see his intentions with you. He's coming through real clear, like very serious. He likes being with you, really wants to get to know you more, has a sense of, that you might, you know, that he would have a more serious relationship long term. He's already sensing that and feeling that. He probably hasn't said that, but that's what I'm getting. Now, on your plate, you know, it is one step at a time, cautious, get to know someone, because everybody has their issues. Like everyone else, he has issues, you have issues. But all that said, he is... He's a good intended soul is what I'm getting. He has good integrity. He sometimes has a jealousy thing, though. I don't know if that's shown up yet, but he has quite, you know, possessive kind. Did you sense that?
No, I haven't, but he is a little bit older than I am. So.
Okay, that's okay, no problem.
I've less than a minute, Athena.
Okay. So you want to be careful of that. See, there's some adjustments that have to be made and shifts within him and with you. You're an older soul. You're more evolved. He has to move up to your level, so to speak, energetically. He has strong intentions. He would want to marry you at some point is what I'm getting. So So you have to be careful. He is, but he has a good soul. He's good integrity. All of that is what I can say to you know, for your own highest good. Okay. However, he may not be the full cup of tea that you're looking for. That's the last message that's coming from your angel.
Oh, wow. So I must have to look for somebody else. Okay.
With that said, we'd better move on. Thank you, Delphine, for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Athena is going to be back on the air on December 22nd. And for those callers at the beginning of the show that I told you we'd get to you, we will. But there's not going to be time to get to everybody today. It's a one-hour show. So mark down on your calendars December 22nd at 5:30. I'm now going to area code 313. Area code 313, you're live on the air with Athena Starr. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Would you be willing to give Athena your email address? She likes to follow up with her callers.
It's okay if you don't, sir. I'll give you my email and website. If it's all right if you don't. It's, you know, okay?
Cool. Yeah, I'll rather do that.
Okay, that's okay. No problem. And go ahead, Dwight. What state are you in?
I'm in Michigan.
In Michigan. Okay, very good. So what was your question today, sir? And tell me what type of work you do. What is your question?
Well, I'm just a humanitarian. And, well, my question is, I have so many of them. So I'm ready to move now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how that will go because it's very soon.
Okay, you're moving out of Michigan?
I don't really know. It's just
okay.
I'm moving with.
You're in a transition, right?
Right. I'm ready to move out this month.
Okay. Are you moving alone, or do you have family you're moving with?
That's the thing. I don't. You know, I really don't know.
Okay. Okay, let me just tune in for you what your angels are saying here. Yep, it's a big transition month for you. And it's good because it's the end of the year and everything's changing. Yes, I do feel a move more toward the south is good for you. Like a few states down, one or two states down. With if there's some friends in other places that are encouraging you or saying, why don't you come over here, whatever. I feel that's a good move. Michigan's not working for you energetically. There's sometime astrologically, too, it's called astrocartography, which has to do with locations and environment of where we are and the astrology of the foot. I don't feel it's good for you where you are. And so, move to another state, more south. Other people that you know, do some networking, go online, become more active each day before you're going to make this move. Do make it a thing where you every day you do some research online or you network or you connect with people. Make it a thing to it's like a planning and everything will come and open up and take place what you're wanting. If you don't know at all what you want, the universe can't give it to you. And then people say, well, I don't know what I want. Well, yes, you do. Inside your heart, inside your soul, you do know. So just meditate on it, go for a walk, ask God, keep praying, and the answers will come to you. But once you know and you set the strategy, and you will in the next couple, in the next week you'll have that after this full moon coming up, and you'll feel it and you'll go, yes, this is the right thing. You'll just feel it in your whole being. You'll be like outside and you'll just feel like, this is it. This is what I'm, so, but do leave that state. And I feel like new job opening up for you where you go, new friends, new everything. It's time for you to for a big change, and don't be afraid of it. And 2015 will be much, much brighter for you. Okay, sir?
All right.
God bless you now.
Thank you. Okay, we have two more callers, so we're going to need to keep the readings to 5 minutes. I'm coming to area code 347. Area code 347, who are we speaking with, please?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Tanika.
Samantha?
No, Tanika.
Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Hi, how are you, Tanika?
Good.
What's your question for Athena Starr?
I just wanted to hear about love and relationship, and I really would like to move. I just wanted to hear about love and relationship and moving.
Okay, and could you give us your email, please?
Is it okay if I email it to you?
Yes, that's fine. AthenaStarr@comcast.net. Yeah. Okay, and AthenaStarr@comcast.net. What is the state that you're in, please? And are you in a relationship right now? And if you are, I need the name, please.
Okay, I'm in Long Island, New York. I'm not in a relationship right now. There's someone that I have feelings for. I could give you his name. I was in a relationship with him.
Okay.
His name is Nick.
Nick?
Yes.
And Nick is Nick in near where you are, too?
Yes.
That's funny. I know a Nick in Long Island, New York. I wonder if it's... That's funny. Oh, just tell him. You get over there and you see Tamika, okay? Stop messing around. No, I don't know him in a relationship, but I knew someone in business that's named Nick that lives in that area, and I'm just wondering. I wonder if it's the same one. Okay. Yes, you had strong feelings. He kind of resists you, though. He's like half in, half not. Do you still talk to him, Tamika?
No, we're not talking right now. The last time I saw him and spoke to him was August, like summertime. I don't know why we separated.
Well, some other girl came in and fell into his arms, so that's why. Some other party, and he gets preoccupied and blah, blah. He's kind of like scattered or flaky in a way because it's like, where he is, he goes with the flow where he is, and then he kind of tunes things out. I don't know that he's the highest good for you. I think I talked to you before about this person, I think. I remember. It was a while ago, but I know. It's the heartstring tugging, but we could do a clearing with you if you get in touch with me. We can release the cords, the karmic cords with him, so that you're free from that attachment to that, because for your highest good, there is someone else coming to you in your energy field in the new year. They can't come in until you have released and open up the doorway for them energetically. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Someone else that has the characteristics, the traits, the wonderful qualities that Nick has, and more than that. But he's in the wings, but he can't come into your energy field. He can't connect with you on the third dimension until you open up the energy for that and you release Nick. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's what I'm getting to tell you. Do you hear what I'm saying, sweetie?
Yeah, I hear you.
But don't be sad, because this other person is like, oh, my God, you don't have to... If there was some other person that came into his life, but he also didn't value you in the way, the reason he moved out of that guy, the universe moved him out of the way, because he wasn't valued in the highest way energetically. So in a way, your angels moved him away from you, that Nick guy, because he's like a quart full and you're like a gallon full, okay? He's not there with you on levels. And so it would have been, why would you want to be in a relationship with someone that you constantly have to be their mother, you have to for your whole life? Why would you want to do that? You wouldn't. So thank God, thank the angels. Release him in this full moon coming up. Call me. We'll do a releasing session with you. I have a special we're offering it for $88 for 30 minutes, and it includes my book, Celebrities in Spirit, by the way, everyone listening, the book that I authored. It's beautiful. I'll mail it to you as a Christmas present. And you can have 30-minute session. Okay?
You see anything changing? Some people say that things will change.
Yeah, they do. But do you want to wait? Your angels are very strong. They're saying, well, do you want to wait? No, you don't want to wait, sweetheart. There are billions of people on the planet. There are at least millions that are compatible with you. No, I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing you, teasing you. Yes, but you have to have a bigger perspective. He's not going to change anytime soon. You can pray on it. You can work on it. You can do whatever. But I don't want to say you're wasting your time, but it's not for your highest good. There's someone else in the wings wants to step in and be with you. That person can't be if you're blocking it. And they're better. They're 100 times better than Nick. Not that he's bad. It's just he's not at a level to have a relationship that you would want. He's not fully there, compatible on all levels and dimensions. Okay, so that's your message, and you can do with it what you want.
On.
Okay? God
yes.
bless you.
Katie. Thank you, Mika.
Take care.
We're going to move on to our last caller of the evening, area code 678, and I'm trying to bring that person up. Please bear with us. Sometimes the studio doesn't cooperate. Just a minute. Hang in there. Okay, area code 678, you're live with Athena Starr. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good.
Athena,
good.
Can we go a few minutes past 6:30?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Regina, what is your email, sweetie?
RMUTCHERSON 79@gmail.com.
79@gmail. Okay. Great. Nice to meet you. And what state are you in, and what would be your question today?
I'm in Georgia, and my question is about relationship or my love life coming up for the new year.
Okay. And you're not in a relationship right now, right?
No.
Okay. Yep, a little homework too. Inner homework would be good for you too. But have you made your list of the qualities of the ideal partner you would like in your life?
Yes.
I thought so. That's good. Now, look at it again and make it in bright colors and redo it again for the new year. Would you do that?
Okay.
Renew it. Renew it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As we're coming into the new year, like clear out the old, bring in the new and the qualities, and then just do some tuning in on what that would be ideal. And even, you know, you can even, never mind. They'll come to you, the qualities, but just kind of research what are the qualities of an ideal partner.
Okay.
Relationship, and write them out and the list, and put it in bright colors, put it under your pillow, put one copy in your purse. Put one, you know, where you see it every morning. Become one with it is what I'm trying to say. And that's a good thing to do. Now, the partner is coming in. You are drawing them to you. Do things in your home, like clear out your closets. And, rose oil is a wonderful oil. Patchouli oil, too. To use that rose oil in your bath. It's like the rose oil. It's on the full moon, you take a bath on. This is it. This is what you do. You take the bath on the full moon. Put rose oil. I can feel people laughing at me. Go ahead and laugh. I don't care. It does work. Take a bath on the full moon with rose oil in the bath. Put rose oil on your pillow. Use the rose oil weekly or whatever. What you're doing it, and you meditate and you totally release all the past, all relationships, bless them all, thank them all, in your mind, in your heart, and then open up to the perfect divine partner coming in for you. And that's a good thing to do on the full moon or any time, but especially the full moon. Then release it, let it go, and light it, and then light a candle after, and put underneath, my perfect divine partner is with me now. And when you come into the knowingness of that, and then you're not out there wanting or reaching out and saying, I want this, but you already have a knowingness of being with them, then they can come into your life more quickly. That's part of it. The other part is inner clearing and karmic purification that we do. We can help people accelerate that. That's part of my work. So, if you would like, we have a special for sessions this month. As I mentioned, it's $88 for 30 minutes, plus you get my beautiful book, Celebrities and Spirits, all of the different levels of and different things in your life, how to work through a lot and clear it. So what I wanted to say is that the partner, that all that said, there is a partner coming in, I'm getting by June or July, by or before then. You will meet that person at a social event that would be not expected. It'll be like someone saying, oh, why don't you come, blah, 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 and you're like, okay. It's like that's when you meet him, least expect it, and it'll be a great connection. I see him smiling, he has strong hands, he's very noble man, very strong in himself, knows himself, total love, be a very devoted partner. So, yeah, your partner is coming in, you're doing a good job with it, and I'm glad that you called tonight. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Regina, and thank you, Athena. Again, if anybody wants to check in, Athena's website is Athena Star. That's with one R, athenastar.com. And your email again, Athena?
Yes, it's Athena Star, one R, at comcast.net or 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063, and we have a Christmas special, $88 for via PayPal for the month of December up till just before Christmas. But if you do it within the next 24 hours, if you contact me within the next 24 hours, it's $88. You'll get my book and a beautiful CD called Manifesting with the Masters, and then we'll schedule your session in December. And it'll be very powerful for you, and that's our Christmas present. Okay?
Very nice. And Athena's going to rejoin us on December 22nd at 5:30, and she'll also be with us twice in January, so we're looking forward to that. And with that said, now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Thank you, David. It was our pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you, Athena. God bless.